Michel Pasha built about 50 elegant villas similar to those that can be found on the banks of the Bosphorus. In order to serve this ensemble properly, he set up a passenger steamboat service. This ferry line has since been modernized and still makes regular connections between the boat station and Toulon. The villas of Tamaris welcomed many of the artists, poets, painters and politicians at the end of the 19th century, such as Auguste Renoir, Delacroix, the Lumiere brothers, Gustave Eiffel, Georges Sand, Camille Saint-Saëns, and Alphonse Allais. The wild and rustic character of the landscape is represented in many of the paintings of the time. In 1861, Georges Sand wrote in the novel Tamaris,
"People say it's nicer than the Bosphorus, and I really believe them, because I never dreamt of anything like it. Tamaris is a Greek city? No. It's a hill set among the great torn coast of Toulon, a stone's throw from Mar Vivo."
The death of Michel Pasha in 1907 marked the end of his dream to make Tamaris fashionable. A few years later, the great upheavals brought about by the First World War spelled the end of the Belle Époque and also the demise of this high-class resort. It had been the playground for a strata of society that was soon to disappear. This area deserves a proper visit in order to discover the Institute Michel Pasha, the so-called Croissant Villa, the Grande Maison de Tamaris, and especially the remains of the Chateau du Manteau. You can also see neo-regional style buildings, such as the picturesque Villa Gabriel Chalet, or even the Silvercan Villa, which is listed among those buildings in France that are remarkable examples of 20th century architecture. For more information about the guided tours offered by the West Var Intercommunal Tourist Office, please contact 0498002570.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.